is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Uh-huh. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Now that is not. That should in no way be associated with Buzz. That's just wrong. And I'll say it, no one on this show, even those of us that aren't here.
I was going to say, I miss you today, Rob.
White power! White power!
I miss you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I would have chimed in if you hadn't played that before.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Let me see. Our thanks again to King George Michael. There was a problem with the telephone, and we'll have, I think, King George will be back on next Friday.
Yeah, the one delight out of that, though, is during the segment, at least he got a chance to say Fakakamamie.
Fakakamamie, yeah. So our thanks to King George.
Yeah.
We'll have our football picks on our website over the weekend, dotamikewebsite.com. And Buzz?
Yes?
About the only thing that I had to mention, I'm actually more of interest to Mike, I think, than to you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sure this will not be in the news.
Okay.
Last night's premiere of Survivor China.
Hooked already. Absolutely hooked already.
It was the lowest rated debut in the history of Survivor. Down 25% from last fall's Cook Islands and down 34% from Fiji.
I like it. I like it already. I still like me the Survivor.
That's a big drop. That's a
big
chunk.
Is a big drop. Yeah.
And the other thing that we know.
And I guess when they debut is that low, that means they never really get them back, right?
That's usually
you gotta stay. You got to stay with Survivor from the beginning.
And, you know, I know we asked Jeff Probst about this when we had him on the show the last time. I turned it on for a second last night and didn't stay with it because it wasn't in high def.
Wow.
And I thought,
it isn't in high def.
You know, if you're going to be in China with all of those sights to see, you know, come on.
I agree.
Spend the extra bucks.
And for anybody that's concerned, Chicken Man from Virginia was the first one voted off Survivor, and I hated this guy. And it was wonderful for me to watch Survivor and see the first guy that I really hated get voted off. It left me with a good taste in my mouth.
He,
and Chicken Man was one of these guys where they'd ask him to do something, and he'd say,
"Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. Yeah, I just don't do nothing. They're going to ask me."
That was his tone the whole time.
I don't care about it. They're not going to let you be me.
And the other thing, I can't believe, I forgot to mention this today. This was in the Washington Post today.
Uh-huh.
I know we've talked about this very topic before, but here in D.C., I'll just read you the headlines.
Yeah.
Nellie has a different game plan. D.C.'s first gay sports bar opens.
Oh.
It's called Nellie's. We'll talk about it next week. I just
oh, please.
I think we should do a remote there.
Maybe not.
Why that?
I didn't tell you because
you own a gay bar?
I didn't tell you about the name change.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I didn't tell you that I did a name change.
Be proud.
Mike, you're Virginia's first gay sports bar.
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much.
The first District of Columbia gay sports
appreciate
bar.
Appreciate that, yes.
And we don't have time now. The article's funny because it says like in some rooms, there's only one TV.
You can sit closer.
Gay.
Wow. Here's the part that just got me, though. I'm not going to be able to stop this for a moment. Give me just a second. For instance, now listen to this. They're convinced they need to offer sports bar staples.
Right.
Like chicken fingers, wings, and burgers. Mm-hmm. But they thought the food was disgusting.
Oh, dear.
So what they did, for instance, if you want buffalo wings, they're large, meaty pieces of chicken, smothered in thick, smoky chipotle sauce.
Chipotle!
And sprinkled with pepper flakes.
Delicious.
Sounds pretty beautiful. Good.
Hey, Don.
Happy hour. $3. Well, $3 gets you the Snow Queen vodka cocktail.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike?
If it was Northern Virginia's gay sports bar, it would have 6 brand new high-definition televisions.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's right.
Thank you.
Anyway,
I like to sneak one in every now and then. It's kind of necessary.
Nellie, I'll be there all weekend. I really think we should think about doing a remote down there.
That's very good.
I have really never heard. I know we've talked before. We've kidded, like, how come there's no gay sports bars?
Right.
Well, now there is one right in our backyard.
Excellent idea.
Anyway, more news. Here we go.
Hi, Buzz. Everybody. This is the news.
Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz.
Right, let's have some Friday fun. If you want, first of all, if you want to show your support for Britney Spears, if you believe that mother
leave Britney alone.
No,
I like it when you really crank that up.
Not today.
Leave Britney Spears alone right.
When?
Now.
No.
If you believe the idea that mothers have the right to go around nude in front of their children, then get to Los Angeles right away.
I do, Buzz.
Even though she's been denied a protest permit, a Los Angeles woman is organizing a protest for in front of the Staples Center at noon tomorrow. Cynthia Long is the president of MUF. Mothers Undressed in Freedom Forever.
Oh, Jesus.
She says Britney's being wrongfully persecuted over nudity in her custody battle.
Send him the sleeve.
Quoting Cynthia, the establishment wants to take Britney down, but they've gone too far this time. Cynthia says Britney doesn't need some judge to tell her what she can and can't wear in her own house. I could understand if Britney's kids were 11 or 12, but at their age? Ms. Long says she has two boys, same age as Brit. Quoting her again, I'd look pretty stupid wearing clothes when we jump into the bathtub together.
All right, this Britney Spears is just sucking the brain matter out of America.
Out of the country?
It really is beginning to get ridiculous.
I've actually been sucked into the story now.
Yeah, but that's, see, we're all succumbing to it. I look at the Britney stuff, too. We're all being turned into morons.
She still gives me a boner.
You know what? I commend you for that. You know why? Because you're into it, because she's hot to you still. Mm-hmm. I'm into it because I've been just brainwashed like everybody else in America to be like, oh, really? So they got nuclear weapons? Who cares, Britney? Britney driving the car with her kid on her lap. Yeah.
So once again, it's Muff against Britney Spears. The saga unfolds. We'll be back. But first, news and weather.
This is Today on NBC. I love that.
Cynthia says the Los Angeles nude protest is on with or without a permit. She says she and the other demonstrators are willing to go to jail over this issue if they have to.
You know, I was going
to
tell you that we could have the competition as far as the slow voices, the soft-talking, sad voices, and the way they do it on the Today Show when they come after a sad story, yeah, like the guy traveling with his elderly parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they say, that's very sad. It's very sad. Yeah, it's really very depressing. And then Ann Curry goes, yes, they really, it's so nice that they do that. And then they're all competing to see who can be the soft talker.
Right.
We got to hurry, though, because it's a short tape, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really sad that we're running out of time, Mike.
Very sad story.
It's time to get back with Buzz and more news. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Hey, if it makes any difference, if it'll affect the way you vote, Hillary Clinton says she's not a lesbian.
Oh.
In an interview with the gay magazine The Advocate, Hillary was asked, how do you respond to the occasional rumor that you're a lesbian? Quoting her, people say a lot of things about me.
You know what she says?
What?
Look right here. You know what this is?
And she points there?
Right here.
I got your rumors right here.
This is a meat hanger. Right here. H-A-N-G-A-R. Not like...
That's like an airplane hanger.
Not like a wire hanger. Oh, no. You okay, Mike?
Mike's choked on his water because of that.
I made Mike laugh.
You got... Well, he was pointing at his place.
Heimlich.
He was pointing at his place. A meat hanger.
Right here.
Bill's meat hanger.
Right here. Bring that 747 in for a landing.
God.
Right here.
Oh, my God.
Right here, Hill.
You know, women are so hot for him that they ought to, like, give Hillary credit for that.
Yeah, they should. But the actual quote from her, people say a lot of things about me, so I really don't pay attention to it. It's not true, but it is something that I have no control over. People will say what they want.
Right? You know, I am for Hillary. I'm going to vote for her this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it next year? When's the election?
Next year.
Yeah. Or I might change my mind. Who knows? But right now, I'm for her.
That's November of this year.
Right. Here she is.
Yeah, it is this. I mean, it's November of next year, I should say. Yeah.
Here is Hillary Clinton. She stole our name for what's his name? For Dick Cheney. Really? She calls him, listen.
You can always tell when the Republicans are restless because the vice president's motorcade pulls into the Capitol. And Darth Vader emerges.
Good for her. Well, that's pretty good.
Haven't we called Cheney Darth Vader for all those years?
And we play the
dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I love that.
Well, the mayor of San Diego, who got elected partly because he opposed gay marriage, has now changed his position.
San Diego.
Now that his daughter has outed herself as a lesbian.
Good.
Honored by the Germans, I believe.
San Diego?
San Diego.
Welcome to San Diego.
Not only did Jerry Sanders stop speaking against gay marriage, he signed a resolution this week challenging the state's ban on it.
Mayor Larry Sanders.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
In his campaign 2 years ago, he was willing to go civil unions, but not the whole marriage deal. Quoting Jerry Sanders, in the end, I could not look any of them in the face and tell them that their relationships were any less meaningful than the marriage I share with my wife, Raina.
That sign says applesauce. Now, when... What was the guy's name? It's not Larry Sanders.
Hank Kingsley.
No. Who's the other guy?
Artie?
No, you were just making a Larry Sanders joke.
Right.
Who's the guy in the news?
Jerry Sanders, the mayor of San Diego.
Jerry Sanders, the mayor of San Diego.
Jerry Sanders.
I was simply going to say, I believe in gay marriage. Do I look fat in this suit?
Hey, now.
And applesauce is what Hank used to say when he was warming up the audience.
That's right. And he said, this is exciting, isn't
that it? That says applesauce. Now. What is he at the beginning?
Now, get ready to have a good time. Now,
Larry, what does he say? Like, Larry, it's something like Larry has a good show. If you're in a good mood, that sign says applesauce.
And, of course, he's the one that says Larry. And remember, if you're having a good time, Larry's having a good time.
God damn.
Great show.
We love the Larry Sanders show.
Boy, for my birthday, I got that box set. I can't wait. I got to start watching. I might watch some of it this weekend.
You know what? Really, you should watch the part. I know I've told you this before. Sorry to be repetitive. Where it's Gary Shandling, Rip Torn, and Jeffrey Tambor. Mm-hmm. When it's the three of them sitting around reflecting on the show.
I'd love to see that.
They really almost get into character. You've seen it, right, Buzz?
Yeah, yes, I have. I love it.
All right. Yeah. That's really one of the great shows in the history of television.
Brilliant. Genius. Brilliant. Nearly two-thirds majority of San Diegans are against gay marriage, and many of them voted for Sanders because he used to agree with them. To them, he says today he's done what he believes is right. Now, in another reversal, Mattel is apologizing to China for making China take most of the rap for the lead paint on kids' toys scandal. A senior Mattel executive apologized to the Chinese nation today and said his American company takes full responsibility.
So very sorry. Welcome to Survivor China.
You know, one of the reasons I think you might enjoy Survivor China, though?
Why?
Breasts. Lots of breasts.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, but they're CBS breasts, though, right?
They're CBS breasts. And here's how they started.
They're network breasts.
This is what hooks me. They said, all you can wear out there now is the clothes you are wearing on your back right now. And the one lady says, I don't have a bra. So I'm hooked instantaneously. You know what they do?
Mommy boobies.
They give her like one of these little extra big bandanas
to wrap around
her chest.
To make a tube top?
Rip off.
Indeed.
Total rip off.
Not even in high def.
Right.
Mattel recalled about 21 million of its Chinese-made toys. Mattel CEO Tom Dabrowski apologized personally to Chinese government officials, to the Chinese people, and to all of Mattel's customers.
We are so sorry.
Hey, sorry, China.
He said it was a Mattel design flaw.
All Mattel employees will now stand outside the building and do jumping jacks.
I personally will go on TV to commit suicide.
He said it was the design flaw here, not Chinese manufacturing, that was to blame. Dabrowski even acknowledged that the company's reputation's been damaged.
Dabrowski!
Maybe an American way of saying he had shamed his company.
Get me, Dabrowski.
Dabrowski, got lead in the head, Dabrowski.
Dabrowski, this is Dabrowski.
We're going to make you lick all the toys.
Get me Lipschitz on the phone right now.
Dabrowski.
TMZ steps in it. That's our story when we return.
Thank you, folks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.